for much longer, at least on Saturday. Hey, you're tuned in to Outside the Pizza Box, which means you're listening to Civic Media being broadcast live out of Solidarity Realty Studios. Yes, Jason, it's our last week on Saturday.
Are you one of the people that's up to no good? Is that why you use this theme song?
No, man.
I know.
Not unless I'm going to the Capitol, which I'll talk about, right?
You're up to good trouble.
92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and all the other fine affiliates across this great state that I don't know. And this is the only day I think you're going to all hear me for, you know, an hour. So, hey, that's all right. I don't, you know, this place, I got to tell you, it's a long way to the top. And I picked that song later. You see that? You know, in order to run this network, these guys, you know, did you know that they have, like, you know, business administrators and stuff that keep track of everything here? Yeah.
So, yeah, there's people.
And that's just not my speed. ADHD is busy doing the Capitol right now because I'm tired of watching Republicans do Wisconsin or don't do Wisconsin as it is.
Yeah.
Just because we have a Democratic governor, you know, Voss is crying in his popcorn because he can't completely annihilate the state the rest of the way. And if you're still voting Republican in this state or anywhere across this great land, right, great America, you're missing out by quite a bit. And I had a tough week on Facebook too, but at the Capitol, why would I continue to go there, right? I mean, the reason why there's this huge surplus in the state of Wisconsin right now, dedicated by the fine, hardworking, taxpaying people of Wisconsin, not Ron Johnson or the billionaires that support these guys. But this Republican Party is just, you know, it's been lockstep since 2011. There's no diverse thought or diversity for that matter, because, you know, I think they do have one black legislator and he's a sellout, right? You know, I'm guessing that he lives in a heavily populated black electorate, or he, you know, somebody else that was black would beat him into the ground. And I'm tired of watching all these heavy set. I mean, these people are not healthy, not only in mind, but body. And that probably contributes to the fact that, you know, look, $50,000 a year plus the finest health care benefits and retirement and per diem for driving to work. And I wouldn't, you know what? Those are all acceptable for people that are doing the work of Wisconsin so that we can all go about our daily lives. But when they're using it to just do you in Wisconsin, like the Republicans are, that's when I start getting mad. I'm like, geez, you know, go back to that humpback minister, you know, the fake minister praying over Republicans like he's done for, what, the last two decades? What? Really? You should be out demonstrating in front of the Republicans' houses, like some of the ministers I've marched with. And that's part of the cool stuff about going back to the Capitol and putting up all these signs. You know, we wouldn't have a surplus right now if the Republicans had a governor, because they'd give it all to the wealthy people again. You remember Foxconn? Do you remember the train getting canceled? Okay. A lot of my collection is kind of cool. You know, even the cops are like, wow, this stuff. Yeah, this is like 2011 stuff here. Okay. It still works, doesn't it, Robin Voss? Looks like a woodpecker, acts like a pecker would. I will tell you, Robin, that is one of the, and I was corrected, and rightfully so, that it is a total insult to woodpeckers.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
But let's just say it's like a diseased woodpecker.
You know what, though? There is a correlation. Woodpeckers are very destructive, right? When they start doing it on buildings, they just poke holes in buildings and stuff.
Well, you know what? I don't care. I wish every woodpecker would attack every human-made structure at this point, okay? Because I really don't care. I'm with nature. Always have been. No, I even had a spider in the shower this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah, oh, and it was about drowning, and I'm like, oh, I'll block it for you. You try and get, there you go. Get to a spot where there's no splashing going on. Because, you know what, which really surprises me, because when I think about the Republicans, it makes me, you know, want to do damage, right? But it's not the spider's fault. And since I can't throw these guys out, I can't kick them out, I'm supposed to wait, and I can't vote them out. I'm not even in their gerrymandered district, right? So, but that should just show you something. They have a gerrymandered district but they can't get enough people to overthrow the state in the Republican state assembly and more the Senate and the assembly, both. It's, yeah. So anyway, but I went twice this week, and the first day I didn't do so well because one of the tour guides, you know, at the works at the information desk, he looked at me when I was talking about, you know, Republicans and, you know, I'm preaching truth, truth to power, man. Read the signs. I don't make stuff up. Not even the woodpecker thing. You get points for accuracy as well. The other thing I think he kind of does look like, his head is shaped like an ear of corn, which is what, you know, he specializes in prison labor corn. You know, I can't help but beat on Robin Voss. Is that my chance to tell everybody in the Capitol that, you know, on April, you know, 2020, the, you know, this guy got some pandemic relief for like $296,000. I'll call it relief because let me finish. It's supposed to be a loan, right? It's your PPP loan. Keep your people working and stuff, right? Well, it doesn't cost as much to keep prison labor working, does it, Robin? And you didn't shut down. Because we know we saw you at the election when you had all the gear on that doctors and nurses didn't have. Boss Vader. You know, that it's okay to go out and vote. Why am I still going to the Capitol? Because those bastards are still there. And they're still trying to do stuff. So now, yeah, here's the thing. Here's how Republicans disguise that they care about your water in the state of Wisconsin, right? Yeah, let's take some of that surplus. Since it seems like everybody's wells that doesn't even have dump sites or, you know, an airport or a military site that's spraying foam all over that's getting into the, you know, and we're getting all these plastic particles in our water, our fish, everything, right? They want us to pay for it. And I'm going to guess that Evers and the Democrats will, you know, he's still got veto power. No. No, man. That should be paid for by the people that inflicted it on us, right? By the way, 844-967-2789 if you'd like to join in. The last day of Outside the Pizza Box on Saturday.
On Saturday.
But I already told you I have a strategy, so that's yeah, between.
I would expect nothing less.
By the way, it's been a pleasure having you be the, you know, my right hand. You are right-handed, aren't you?
I am.
Oh, wow, you know? Look, I'm left-handed. No wonder this works.
But I lean left. A lot.
Yay, good call. You don't lean left, you are left. And you're not left because there is no left or right. There's only right and wrong.
Right and wrong, yeah. Yeah, so then I'm right, I guess. I'm on the right side.
Yeah, I'm using the right side of my brain to raise my left hand right now.
Man, I appreciate you too. You're a good cat, and I appreciate everything you're about. So.
Well, you know,
bittersweet day
listen,
for me.
Listen, I don't run things around here, and so I can't tell people what time or day, but I've been told because of the great listenership that I've earned a right to keep a show for an hour. Now, that's pretty cool. That's because you guys did that.
Right, because of the peeps out there.
Yeah, and I mentioned that to Crudy. I didn't do that. And he kind of, huh? I meant I didn't give you the middle finger, anybody, except for CJ. Which I heard call in yesterday. Hey, big guy, you going to call in today?
Was it the same?
Big guy.
Was it the same same old him, or did he get
same
some new
stupid stuff?
Why he doesn't have any new material yet? Like, what's going on with
no.
that guy? Okay.
All right. Which, and again, if you're Pizza Box Mike with this collection of fine pizza boxes that were made during the demonstrations, people, not protests. Protests, yeah, that's January 6th, where you guys protested democracy and decency and committed crimes and killed people. People died. But we're still living denial. You know, well, we're past that. No, we'll never be past that. But you can't compare that to demonstrating, you know, that you're willing to stand up, have a spine, and stand up for people that are far less fortunate than you are. Which, again, I've already announced many times. That is the divide in the Democratic Party that just gets me, is that we have people with power and position that just don't want to let that all the way happen. You don't believe me, huh? Yeah. Moderate to me is the same thing as a Republicrat. And a Republicrat is the same thing as Joe Manchin. By the way, is now one of the people in the Democratic Party that's criticizing Biden, saying it was irresponsible. Hell yeah, Joe. Oh, wow, what a good guy. Is that pleasing your right-wing Republican guys so they can go after him? Look, I don't like any of it. But the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats would be that, like, on January 6th, they encouraged people to take to the streets and use power, force, violence. That's what that equals. Language is violent, okay? And that's what they did. But anytime there were any demonstrations against Republicans by people who called themselves independent, libertarian, disgruntled Republican, I guess, or far left like me, if we had done anything violent or tried to organize or plan any of that, no, there wouldn't be a Democratic support network within the Democratic Party. There might be a few people that would be thinking, oh, I can understand it, because those guys are Republicrats. See, you gotta, you just gotta look, and yes, outside the pizza box. Which again, I think we're gonna be able to do some promos and stuff to try and get it. I'm waiting for the call. I'm like one of the Bucks that doesn't start, just waiting to get in the game.
You're like Pat Connaughton, look, man. They, just give me energy.
Energy that guy was awesome. Like again last night.
Energy guy.
And you know what? Hey, I'll give you all the credit to Indiana. They just did not quit. Up by 33, and they got it down to like 7, I think. And Giannis, who you know hits a couple of threes, and you know he's playing great, but he was like 1 out of 8 for the first 8 free throws, and then they tagged him with a 10-second call. Wait a minute, here, this isn't cool. Yeah, they know I'm dangerous at the Capitol, man. He's got signs that tell the truth. He's willing to speak out, even though everybody in the building doesn't like it that works there. But they're not the ones that are suffering, are they? No, we are.
You know Chris Cornell's history, right?
Yeah.
He was a drummer first. Then somebody was like, hey, you should sing, man.
Yeah, I heard it earlier, and I heard the like little tribute they made. Just Triple M, I'm sorry, I can mention them. They're cool. That's where I get some of my music. It's not all mainstream music. But listen, man, Republicans, what have I watched since 2011, man? Oh, go after working people, just attack the unions. Because unions are bad, right? They take a few bucks out of your check to make sure you got wages that are, you know, can sustain you. You have, you know, safety at the job. You have a bargaining chip. And you clowns, you listen to these Republicans telling you that they're forcing you to do it? God, are you stupid? Really? Okay, then, let's talk about the train. High-speed rail would have brought all kinds of jobs versus Foxconn. Billions of dollars that are not ever going to be made back, and everybody in the world laughed at us because nobody else would make a deal except for Scott Walker because one eye is higher than the other, right, Scott? I can still use that sign. I got so many. But it's sad to think that there were people that came into the Capitol this week. Nice Native American man. Wee Nug was his native name, right? And he was there with his partner. And he goes, hey, do you mind if I take these are yours, huh? I said, yeah. He said, do you mind if I take a picture with one? I said, no, I'll take a picture with you too. And he picks up the one that says Wisconsin is number one in racism, right? And then I got visitors that are coming that don't have white skin. They're stopping and taking a picture with that, him and his buddy. They're laughing, taking turns picturing each other. Because they know it's true. You know, I don't know. Don't think that it took me to have, a wife that wasn't white and children and grandchildren that aren't white, multicultural now at this point, and think that I'm not proud of them and didn't know from day one. Jesus, wow. You know, I've always been attracted to women that, were pretty. I guess it didn't really matter to me, right? I see beauty in everything, man, all over the place. You know, this attack, though, on healthcare, on the environment. We mentioned that. PFAS, make the taxpayers pay for it. Don't make the guys that polluted it willfully, man. Huh? Because what? Because Republicans passed laws that made it easy for them to do it? Same thing with your water, man. I'm drinking water because water is life. Yeah, no doubt. Let's make it death from Wisconsin and the Great Lakes and everything else. The Great Lakes Pact that, you know, basically violated to get Foxconn water. No, don't fix the pipes. Don't fix the lead pipes that we've seen in all these communities that are low income and 90% non-white. Blame them for everything. God, why didn't they do something else? You know, and I'm telling you, man, for the first time in like the longest time, hate. I'm feeling it, right? I even posted it, man. I love that commercial. Oh, you can keep the good and get back the hate. Oh, I can? Yeah, hate the hate. Oh, hate the hate. No, hate the hate. Hate the hate! That's what I'm doing when I go to the Capitol. I'm hating the hate the best I can. Hey, man, we got a few minutes before the next break, so I'm going to go to my buddy Andy in Beaver Dam. Are you there?
I am here, Mike.
Wonderful. Hey, thanks. You're one of the guys that helps me, you know, give people the middle finger at noon, according to the charts at the radio station. Well, why not?
Well, yeah, on that, you've been on the air over a year now, right?
Yeah, man. Is it is it 2 years?
What?
It is, isn't
right,
it?
Yeah, on 2 years. So wow. Is Trudy, what is your inclination? Is Trudy going to move you to...
Hey, I'll tell you what. You call him. I'll give you his number. You call him and ask him, and then you can tell me because I don't know, man.
You have no clue.
I actually thought that a Friday night slot at 7 p.m. for all us people that sit at home, you know, looking for answers, right? Yeah, tune in then. Right. Wherever I'm – hey, whatever time I tune in, I want everybody to keep tuning in because we're going to have fun with it too, but we're serious about this stuff, right?
Well – Civic Radio is on the growth here, and so and then the fact your popularity of your show is, you know, people calling from all over the country, from Wisconsin. So, man, let's hope this works out cool.
Well, hey, listen, they wouldn't make a move like that if they didn't know what they were doing, because, you know, this could be something, you know, way better than my show. I'm just going to say that. It might okay. How are you going to – look, I'm not being replaced. We're just going to be moved to prime time where more people – hey, let's think about it. Maybe Saturday, you know, maybe that's, you know, Saturday audience isn't as big as it's going to be at night, you know, because, you know, people are afraid to go out,
well,
right?
No. Well, and people – in the summertime, people are involved with activities on Saturday at noon and whatever. So if you
well, not only that, you can take the app with you and listen with your headset while you're, you know, watching baseball or anything else all summer. Hey, let's go to the softball game and listen to Outside the Pizza Box. What? Yeah, knock it out of the park.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, all right, man. Well, good luck. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, you always need luck, especially when you go to the casino. Oh, thanks, Andy. Yep, that's true. It's, you know, Republicans. Here's some more. Oh, food share. We got to cut hungry poor people off. Let's drug test them. You guys ever drug test legislators? I know if there was a breathalyzer after lunch, there'd be a lot of people in that. But we're number one, Wisconsin. Alcoholism, racism, and Robin Voss does look like a woodpecker, acts like a pecker would because he's a racist, fascist, Gestapo bastard, man. I got no problem saying it. I wish Robin would call in. Oh, well. 844-967-2789, Robin. We'll be back right after this. Stopped into a church. I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees. And I pretend to pray. You know. We'll be right back. Long way to the top. You want to have a show, man, on Civic Media. Oh, good one.
Oh. Wow.
I love these guys, man. This song in particular. Them bagpipes going just like they did at the Capitol, which reminds me, you know, we have demonstrations. It's over injustice. January 6th. Oh, my God. Let's overthrow the government because we're too stupid to know that everything wasn't what they said it was. And no, by no means is this country on stable ground, nor has it ever been since it came over in their boats and decided to take stuff over. Ooh, I almost swore there. Whew. Yes, man, they support injustice and insurrection. Yeah, we backed the blue, except on January 6th. And they, well, he told them to go home peacefully. 3 hours later, I think he said that, right? But at the beginning, it was, I'm coming down there with you, and we're going to take it with force. Yeah, these guys want to rewrite history when all of us saw it on TV, and you want to be on the side with the dumbass Republicans? Yeah, I can't name one good Republican in office. I can't. Because they're lockstep, man. And then if you just even, like, stand up against, well, you know, when two really progressive Republicans like Lynn Cheney. yeah. When those guys stand up against that and people want to start thanking them and stuff, you got to be kidding me. How many decades of watching them destroy the American dream for at least 60% of the country at this point? And then there's the sellout crowd, man. The ones that, you know, they don't care. Hey, man, this policy works for me, so I'm not. Can't go too far left. Come on. Can't go too far left. And Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart gets jailed for insider trading. Pelosi can brag about dumping stocks. You got to be into Congress.
As long as I got mine.
Somebody said, oh, no, you got to be a Democrat. No. You got to be in Congress, man. Ain't no Republican Democrat when you get to that level and you think like that. If you ain't a progressive, you're aggressive. I'm going to Joanne in Madison.
Hey, Pizza Box, great show. I've got a concern. You're coming up with great material, and we're all having a wonderful time listening to you, but I'm not hearing younger people calling in. Now, there's no more fun in the whole world than calling into a talk show. It's just great. And I know that a lot of my students, I have 80 students this semester, are very shy. They're introverted and all of that. And they are listening right now, I know, a lot of them, and they've got their headsets on, but they don't think, oh, gosh, I got to go talk to Mike. I got to go talk to the pizza guy, pizza box guy. Because maybe they think we have more information than they do, and we don't. I mean, I don't know what's going on, and I'm completely confused, and I'm teaching them, too, whatever. But I'm wondering, is there a way that we can make it sweeter for them? I mean, if we can tell them, hey, we want to hear you, you know, and I'm calling out to my students because I'm telling my students about you, and all of that. We've got to have them call in. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you again. Well, yes, you can. You know, look, I have nephews and nieces that are quite a bit younger than me that listen. And sometimes I get messages and stuff. Hey, that was a really good show. So now that makes me feel good because some people in my family are like, because I'm over the top. No doubt. But that's part of the reason why they don't like me at the Capitol. There's fourth grade classes coming through. None of my signs have profanity. Some of them are, you know, are kind of funny, like, you know, Republicans prefer their eggs, Republicans want their eggs fertilized, I prefer over medium, right? No, that's kind of funny, and they get it. Kids aren't stupid, okay? But Republicans want them to be stupid. They don't want them to learn about eggs being fertilized or anything, right? No, oh, God, you're indoctrinating our children. No, they're human. They're very intelligent. They process this stuff. By the time I was in third and fourth grade, my mom and dad had to explain to me about, you know, reproduction. But it also went in line with, like, our animals that we raised and stuff. So we learned this stuff. And it's not perverted. You know, it's kind of sad to think that the only redeeming characteristic of George Santos so far was him performing as a drag queen. I'm okay with you being you, dude. What I'm not okay with is when people want to think that they should tell other people how to live or how. You don't have that option. You're not God. And you don't act like Christians, so shut the hell up. If you don't believe in helping the poor and the homeless and the sick and the downtrodden, then don't be spewing that Christianity stuff. You can go on with what you do. I don't care. You can be greedy. But that's what's wrong with the world. There's no movement to save the planet or humanity. It's all, this is just a race to the end. And if you haven't been paying attention, yes, the experts had to move the doomsday clock 10, it's 90 seconds to midnight. And most of you are like, this is no sci-fi, man. This is real life stuff with real life consequences. And I'm going to ask Wisco Paul what he thinks about that. They ain't using the trees, are they? Because they're cutting them down.
First of all, I'm going to miss you on Saturdays.
No, you're not, because you're going to be listening no matter where I am. Correct?
Well, that's okay. Yeah, that's correct.
I will
be listening, but I just have gotten so used to the new to one slot. You know, it's like it's just an automatic for me. But
you're right. Wisco, Pizza Box goes really well with lunch. He really does.
Yeah, that's correct. He did a heck of a job in 2011. So, the environment is on the back burner for most of GOP. They don't seem to care about the water. But I want your opinion on Supreme Court race. There's going to be a lot of money in it, Michael, a lot of money. And, of course, I'm all in with Judge Janet. But I just want your opinion. I think that if we can somehow get rid of gerrymandering and get a Supreme Court that is, at least center left, we got a chance on the environment and a lot of other things. And with that, Michael, great show, and I'll be looking you up no matter where you end up. So, my friend, have a great day.
Thanks, buddy. And what a time to segue into that, right? Exactly what my next subject is, okay? The state Supreme Court race. And I from the start, it was easy for me. As soon as Everett Mitchell announced that he was, wanted to run for the Supreme Court, I'm like, yeah, down with that. Okay, let me just give you all the reasons why. First of all, I know him. I know him for his advocacy. I know him for his work with troubled youth that, to keep them from, reincarcerating themselves. Right? To avoid all those stereotypes and racisms against, people that aren't white, this is what that guy has done, okay? I met him in the streets. Yes, peacefully marching, just like I did with Jesse Jackson and Reverend Barber. And, by the way, those guys signed pizza boxes of mine that were on display. And then you have all the people that came from different nations and every single state, damn near every country probably. You go through that collection I have of 20-some boxes of people that came to support democracy in 2011 and 12, which we failed, right? I mean, there's still, we got a Democratic governor, thank God. Oh, my God. Yeah, because I really do love Wisconsin, right? And I meet people all the time. I don't ask them if they're Democrat or Republican. I try to make them laugh, and if they do, then maybe we can talk about an issue without getting into the, what about the big guy, Biden? What about that guy? What about Hunter? I'm over January 6th and the Trumps and their kids and their contracts and, all the stuff they did with China and Russia. I don't need people calling me, talking to me like I'm some kind of centrist Democrat, okay? And the funny part is the clowns, that's who they like, is centrist Democrats. I called them what they are. They're Republicrats. They definitely do not represent their constituency or even a fraction of what they think they do in this country. But wealth and power can do a lot, right? And then you corrupt the courts. But yeah, I've heard people tell me, he's got baggage. He's got baggage. Yeah, because you're repeating what somebody else said. What's the baggage that Everett Mitchell has on him? Someone listed. He's an active judge right now here in Dane County. Okay? Don't give me that crap. He's well-respected. Now, if you want to talk about baggage, let's talk about what's her name? I don't even remember her name. Whose son just, because you're not important. What is it, Doro? Is that her name? Judge Doro? That used a case with a guy that just, oh my God. You know, let's use that, Republicans, as a way to get a judge in. Pretend like it was Democrats that ran over the parade and then bring this beautiful right-wing judge who now wants to open a firing range and banquet hall. Well, they're talking about, you know, but you got to, you know, breathalyzer, this and that. What, to leave? Maybe you guys won't leave. Maybe you all turn into good guys, right? All good guys with guns. By the way, you know, that all these shootings we've had, it was another good guy that disarmed a bad guy with a gun. Because there isn't such a thing as a good guy with a gun that's killing people. Okay? But yeah, okay, so I've heard people from, you know, this, here we go again. You know, establishment Democrats don't agree with me. They show me a bit of respect because I will chew them up and spit them out just like I do fascists every morning, cough them up like fur balls before I have my lunch. It's not even tiresome for me. I already know my time is limited and I'm going to use it wisely, I think. You know, for other people. But Joanne, those people that, you know, the kids that come in and I'm telling them stuff, they're smart. They're processing. It's not like I'm going off. And when I do go off, like I did on Tuesday, because, you know, one of the guys at the, you know, information desk told me to F off and then tried to pretend like he didn't. But see, I know why you did. Okay, because I was preaching truth about Republican. There we go. Almost swearing again. All right.
Trying to keep me on my toes.
Republican
here.
Poop emoji. And you're supportive of that. You know, old white guy sitting around. I wonder if he knows CJ. Huh. And so he doesn't like me because I'm not, you know, a white privileged dumbass. I'm not the one that's stupid here. And if you haven't noticed, I don't easily embarrass. Because when I started squawking back at you and then the cop said, oh, I saw what he said. My, okay, he was just helping a guy that was turning in a wallet. Really? You told that guy to F off?
Dang.
Because, I mean, I, you know, I read lips too, copper. Anyway, the cop was cool because he just wanted me to calm down a little bit. And I'm like, hey, I know what happened. He goes, okay, I'm not saying that it didn't. And then he's going, remember, you know, just like that time when, you know, the Capital Times had a picture of me with my vuvuzela in my back pocket talking to the same officer who doesn't, you know, agree with me on everything, but he's not a, he's never going to make a detective. Let's put it that way. He's not. All right. And he doesn't aspire to use, you know, anything over on anybody there. He does his job and he's been there the whole time from Scott Walker. So it's kind of like, yeah, you know, he's, so anyway, we respect each other. And this clown took my vuvuzela away at one of these, you know, wrong-wing, religious, anti-religious, anti-Christ get-togethers. Oh, my God. Franklin Graham? Okay. Anyway, so, and you should see after, you know, the crowd leaves, these guys are yucking it up, getting on that fancy bus ready to down the champagne and caviar and stuff. There's not enough time to do an hour show, really. So much to unpack when you're in the Capitol at Wisconsin. But he says, remember, you know, they said the paper said I took your vuvuzela away and gave you a ticket? No, they gave a ticket to the drunk guy, dumbass, that took my stuff. I got it back and said, here come the cops. Oh, you're going to get a ticket. Sure enough, paper wouldn't retract the story because the guy's a troublemaker. Oh, I'm way more of a good troublemaker than John Lewis ever tried to be, man. No, it certainly isn't. But demonstrating is standing up against everything, like war. You know, back to that race. Look, the reason why it's easy for people to jump off Everett Mitchell is because they are afraid of the race thing. Like, they played on Mandela Barnes like Ron Johnson and used all the networks across this great state to just lie, okay? And people, you know, they take the money for that. It's sick. But, you can't be afraid. But come on, what more do we need on the U.S. or this, U.S. Supreme Court too, but on Wisconsin State Supreme Court than some diversity? Yeah? You know, he's talking about that.
Fair point.
There's nothing I can point to, okay? But I've heard people tell me that. Well, he's got baggage. And then I go, well, what'd you hear? Well, you know, somebody, you know, what do you mean? Let's not parrot what they want parroted, okay? And that comes straight from the top of people that, the strategists that think they know. They don't know Jack. They don't live like we do. They live in this, like, you know, above the law bubble, which is exactly what it is. That none of us would be walking free for the stuff that a lot of these clowns do. I mean, they're crimes. And it doesn't matter. There's no ethics or morals to be in the Congress anymore if you're a Republican. I mean, absolutely zero. George Santos. I did see that MTG didn't get any support on a wacko build she had. Is that North and South Joe? Yeah, let's go North and South Joe.
Hey, Mike, can you hear me?
Sure can, brother.
Hey, man, shout out to you, man. Looks like I'll have to chase you over to Friday nights now, huh?
I hope it's Friday night. I don't know, you know, and it could change. I could, there could be a commercial saying Pizza Bucks, Mike, is gone. I'm just kidding.
I mean, if we got some listeners asking for it.
Yeah, well, see, and the thing is, this station needs an income, and I'm not about providing the income because I represent the bottom 60, I think. And so none of us is, you know, going to fund a mission to compete against Rongy Whitey Radio. But I listened to it this week just to get myself pissed off.
You got jacked up in the right way, which is the wrong way, I guess. You know, a little fan word.
Nah, not at all.
Well, I'll tell you what, dude. Nobody does it like you, and that's what I really always appreciate about your takes. And like that's something that is really missing over at that radio station, and it's some, you know. So I hope that you are on the menu over there because, you know, we're really in a bad position, you know, where we're at right now. And it's just, I'm not sure, man. I'm really worried about left politics, because, you know, people can say, well, I'm not, you know, Democrat or Republican. They both suck. Yeah, true. But I mean, like, at the end of the day, man, like, nobody can point to me and say, which Republicans are you going to get? You know, when we go, yeah, I'm non-denominational. You know, where do we pick up, you know, movement politics votes from that right crowd? You don't.
Yeah, you do. Here's what you do, Joe. You know, here's what we've been preaching, guys like you and I and so many people that listen out there, is you go to the center where they are and you take a hard left. And you don't look back, and you don't leave anybody behind except for the people that want to be left behind. Because the people that I'm a voice for, I think, at this point, they don't want to be left behind anymore. And they don't want to be used.
No.
Okay? It's really easy to see the truth in this land. It's so easy nowadays. You got anything else for me, brother?
I do, man. I was just going to say that... you know, I'm going to leave on this note, man, that people really do need a voice like yours because, you know, I just was reading another article and it's 67%, a super majority of people in this country don't have $400 in the bank.
Right.
And I mean, like.
I do because I got cancer. Lucky me. And my mom has a house and she tolerates me.
Well, dude, man. Hey, listen, man. It's I know time is short, man, and I'm gonna jump out of your hair. But you just do me a favor, man. I hope to.
Oh, it's on
Friday night.
It's on. Thanks, Freddie. It's on, and it's still on at the Capitol because there's like 8 days coming up in February, and I'm going to go to Jake in Eureka.
Hey, what's up, Pizza Box? Hey, I just got some in-house business with Civic Media I wanted to discuss with you real quick about the programming. But I just want to make it real clear that there's no bigger fan of Civic Media than myself. In fact, if people listen to Tom Hartman, they may recall this past Wednesday on Tom Hartman, I was on there for a couple minutes with Tom discussing Civic Media and what a great example it is for people in other states, you know, where they can maybe start their own statewide radio, progressive radio network. If you want, I don't know if people didn't hear that. It's Wednesday, this past Wednesday with Tom Hartman, the second hour of his program. He had a lot of great things to say about Civic Media, and you guys might want to consider using that as an ad. But about the programming, I think, yeah, definitely they need to, you know, give you a good spot, okay, in the lineup. And, you know, I would say there is this one program I just got done listening to. It's on the other stations outside of Madison in the network, Raised in Wisco. It's, you know, hosted by Joel Clayfish. Isn't he a former Republican member of the legislature for a long time?
Yeah.
It's basically just a pro-NRA show. And you know, I understand having at least one token Republican politician on the network, but, you know, just discussing killing Danby's mom and how great the NRA is, please give me a break. I wanted to throw up listening to that show. I mean, they can, you know, probably use that hour for better purposes.
Yeah, you know, again, and I appreciate that. And I've never listened to it. I have had some of his wild goose sandwich because Joel, man, I was pretty hard on that guy. Nothing smells worse than a bloated Clayfish bacon on the sand. Huh? Or two turkeys in every pot, Joel Clayfish? Or shooting two turkeys with one shot and then calling the DNR and bragging, oh, look, I turned myself in. Whew. Boy, that was a fast hour. Don't worry, man. We'll get some information out there. Oh, let's go to CJ quick. Oh, wait. Yeah, CJ, thanks for listening, man. Oh, it looks like he hung up just in time. See, I don't do douchebag of the year. That's on you, buddy. Wow. Awesome. Civic Media.
That was call with a flurry at the end.
Yeah, it was.
But that's okay. That's because Wisco
keep
said.
Going. Like, any slot is good on this network because I get a chance to just let off some steam, you know, instead of going home and making steamed corn giblets and butter and pretending that they're all Republican legislators' heads that I'm eating. And spitting out, of course, because who would want to? It's probably that GMO corn, man. That's what Republicans are. GMO corn. Bad. Bad for water. Bad for everybody. 92.7 FM, 1580 AM here in Madison at Solidarity Realty Studios. And I'll see you guys somewhere around the bend.
I'll miss working with you, man.
Yeah. Well, we'll get together. It was all-